You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I pulled the theme from the Masters just because it's...
such a train wreck.
So rich. This is so rich. So we went through in April the Masters at Augusta. And of course, the darling of the Masters is a Mount Lebanon native, Neil Shipley, who went to Central Catholic in Ohio State and of course went on to the U.S. Open, was the low amateur at both those major events, started his official PGA career as a professional a couple of weeks ago, ended up taking home like $150,000 on a weekend. Not bad. But
you're talking about some of the high points of the game of golf.
And actually, every Wednesday at this time, we normally talk to our sports director, Jeff Hathorne. We will talk to him next hour. He's actually attending at Oakmont a press conference about the U.S. Open, which comes back to Pittsburgh next summer. And this is the weekend they used to call, we called it the British Open. They just call it the Open Championship. So there's a lot of golf talk. All right, yesterday at Trump Doral, which is a golf resort in Miami, Florida, yesterday, a former president had a gathering in record heat. They had temperature, feels like, around 100 degrees. 45,000 people showed up. But this is the 1 minute that people seem to be focusing on the most.
I'm also officially challenging Crooked Joe to an 18-hole golf match right here on Doral's Blue Monster, considered one of the greatest tournament golf courses anywhere in the world, one of the great courses of the world. It will be among the most watched sporting events in history, maybe bigger than the Ryder Cup or even the Masters. And I will even give Joe Biden 10 strokes aside. 10 strokes, that's a lot. That means 20 strokes in case you don't play golf. I will give him 10 strokes aside, and if he wins, I will give the charity of his choice, any charity that he wants, $1 million. And I'll bet you he doesn't take the offer.
So that was the takeaway for a lot of people from former President Donald Trump's speech.
Well, they got into that in the debate, of course, toward
right.
the end
and
of the debate.
That was the genesis.
Who's the better golfer? Yeah.
And who's lying about their handicap? And Trump said he was the club champion again. And Joe Biden had a handicap. I mean, they argued about a handicap. And then Trump said he couldn't hit it 50 yards. I mean,
right,
back
right.
and forth.
Well, now, the way I look at this is, I think it would be much better if they staged this. I think that the president should accept the former president's invitation, but only if they do it on a mini golf course.
And turn it into pay-per-view, and then you could erase the budget deficit. probably because of...
Oh, man.
So far, the current president has not... I haven't seen anything where he said, but his spokesperson said that he's too busy for this nonsense.
Well, that's the answer you would expect from the White House.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about Joe Biden's golf.
Yeah, he's kind of busy with the NATO summit at the moment.
Yeah, which is kind of a big deal, and people will be looking at how he handles that today, because he will have his first press conference, mano a mano with the news press, and you know they're going to be hammering him on cognitive issues and those things that have been out there on social media, really has mushroomed since that debate a couple of Thursdays ago. So that will be something that people will be talking about today.
I'm sure someone will ask him the question, too. Mr. President, are you going to take the golf challenge?
Now, what's one of Joe Biden's big things? He goes,
that's a bunch of malarkey.
That's a bunch of malarkey. Or, you know, what's the other thing he says? Here's how it is. Or no. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
I can't think of it right now. We'll have to get one of our talented impersonators here at the plant, because they can mimic anybody. Anyway, it's like this. We had the comedian Frank Caliendo on, and he's really funny at imitating people, but he doesn't go political. And here's what he said to us in studio a couple of weeks ago. You'll love this, because he explains President Biden, when you see him, it's different than anybody you've ever seen in your life.
I walk a line, like, I don't get into politics at all. I talk about people in politics because everybody knows them. But, like, the Trump is basically just that he looks like he's looking into an aquarium and mimicking the fish. That look, that squid, that fishy face, that's a very good face. And then Joe Biden looks like he's the only person I've ever seen listen with his eyes. Like, I mean, Mr. President, folks, as a young man grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania, 30, 40, 500, 600 AD. It's the fall of the Roman Empire. Romans, look at Mario and Luigi. Come on, folks. I don't have to.
Come on, let's tell each other. It's very, very good.
So now we'll see if the golf match gets any traction.
Oh, Frank, thank you for that.
And one other sports note, and we are going to talk to Jeff Hathorn in the next hour about the U.S. Open press conference and some other sports news. But University of Pittsburgh announced that they are not selling single tickets for the Pitt West Virginia football game.
Yep, they're not doing it. That's on September 14th. In order to do this, if you want a ticket, if you're not a season ticket holder, right, or whatever, in order to do this, Pitt says that you can do this. You can purchase season tickets, which start as low as $178. You can purchase a mini plan package that includes tickets to three home games. That starts as low as $65, or you can become a Panther Club member, which provides access to a pre-sale of tickets. So I'm guessing that they know well that they're going to sell it out.
Well, keep
and so
in
this
mind,
is the way to get more fans in the seats for the other games.
2 years ago, when they first had their rematch of the Backyard Brawl, it is still, and probably will be for a while, the largest sporting crowd ever to witness a event in Pittsburgh history. They had over 72,000 jammed into Acrisure for that game.
So easily, yep.
Get your tickets. Programs. I used to love that when you go to the ballpark in the old days. They don't do that anymore. Remember, they had a guy selling program.
Yeah.
Programs. Get your program. We're looking for hometown heroes again this year as we begin our 12th year, recognizing people in our community doing extraordinary things without looking for anything for themselves. Nominations are open at kdkradio.com, and we will celebrate you or your hometown hero in October this year. And that's kdkradio.com, Larry's Hometown Heroes. Paul, I got a personal question for you. Do you have a washer and dryer in your condo?
I sure do.
Is it a over or under stack version, or are they side by side?
Side by side, the old-fashioned kind.
All right.
Top loader washer and a gas dryer.
You've heard Marty and I talk about the challenges of finding people to repair appliances. Mm. So I want to play. This is my washing machine.
Ooh.
Oh, that That doesn't sound good, does it?
How old is it?
It's only a couple of years old, but, you know, in my house, it's like industrial use. So, I don't know what, it sounds like something's grinding, right? It's one of those washing machines with an agitator.
I wonder if there's a coin or something stuck underneath the agitator.
But I can't, you know, you if you attempt to fix stuff like this by yourself,
it's a
disaster.
I know if I tried, I would ruin it.
So if there's anyone listening that's a repair person and knows what that is, yeah, please let me know. 866-391-1020. I have a feeling it can't be good. Hey, 866-391-1020. All right, we talked about Donald Trump and his challenge yesterday at Doral, Florida, at his Trump Doral resort, and then the president is busy at NATO, kind of the combination of what's going on with the two. CBS's Jared Hill.
President Biden is trying to play this on a number of fields here, meeting with union leaders this morning, speaking to Democratic mayors last night after welcoming NATO yesterday, all as he tries to reassure concerned Democrats that he can perform amid growing uncertainty.
Distinguished guest, welcome. Welcome to the 2024 NATO summit.
President Joe Biden in full voice kicked off the NATO summit Tuesday night in Washington. The annual meeting is expected to have a big focus on Ukraine.
Make no mistake, Ukraine can and will stop Putin.
Biden's forceful tone comes as his White House campaign and allies on Capitol Hill.
We're riding with Biden.
Push back against concerns from within the party that he's not strong enough to win another term. The latest, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill Tuesday urged Biden to lead through a process toward another nominee.
Advocating as strongly as possible that we have someone that can really take that case strongly and energetically to the voters.
I think he is energetically and effectively addressing those concerns.
In Florida, former President Donald Trump back on the campaign trail for the first time in over a week, poked at Biden's struggles.
He's a very bad guy. Don't feel sorry for him.
Trump teasing a possible running mate ahead of next week's convention.
They probably think I'm going to be announcing that Marco is going to be vice president. I don't know. Because that's a lot of press.
All as his former VP slammed the Republican Party's newly approved platform, which makes no mention of a decades-long call for a national abortion ban. Mike Pence calling the change a, quote, profound disappointment to the millions of pro-life Republicans.
We're also seeing two of those possible Republican running mates, Senators Marco Rubio as well as J.D. Vance, sharpening their attacks against Vice President Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, a big test for Biden could be coming tomorrow during his first solo press conference in a while.
CBS's Jared Hill. So you know what Patrick O'Connor, Marty's Get Marty partner, just sent me? And you.
Okay.
A Joe Biden soundboard. You know what a soundboard is.
I do. A selection of little clips you can...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers.
that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Little call on, yeah. You can, so you can make Joe say anything you want, technically, if you coordinate it properly.
One of my favorite soundboards back in the day, I haven't used it lately, is a Star Wars soundboard. You know, like where you've got the Emperor going, good, good. You know, or drops from Yoda or Darth Vader.
Yeah, right now people are wondering, what do those people do all day? Well, there you go. I actually have a soundboard of Star Wars stuff, too. We've got, certainly the theme is easy. I want those plans. But the best is, and Aaron, you'll love this.
Here comes the Wookiee.
The Wookiee. Not to be confused with the rookie. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
So Harrison Ford would be on the, whatever that ship was they were in.
The Millennium Falcon.
And he would look over and he'd say,
the dark side.
Yes, we do, actually. We've been to many meetings here. We know exactly what the dark side is. All right, you ready?
Oh, gosh.
I almost hurt myself. It's so hot. How hot is it? People are complaining, texting. I get it. Every Wednesday at this time, we're joined by the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh, Carlos T. Carter. Carlos, I hope you're cool right now. Stay cool.
I am right now. I have ice cubes and a fan and a bucket of water. I was joking.
Some people, I've been there as a kid. You know, we didn't have AC. Like all these spoiled people now, you know.
I know.
Seven kids. Well, we had five kids, two parents and a dog, and one fan. So that was it. Anyway.
Yeah, we used a lot of fans growing up, too. Not until later in life did I have AC, but no, I was a fan baby.
Yeah, there was a time when they used to, businesses would put out banners in the summer outside that said, air conditioned inside, you know, and that was an attraction even to go to the movies. Yeah, it's been nasty. All right, the topic for today, you want to talk about the Pennsylvania Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
The way you framed it, you say, needs to stop sitting on the crown. What does that mean?
Exactly. Well, too often individuals have been forced to conform to Eurocentric standards of appearance, which not only undermines their sense of identity, but also perpetuates racial stereotypes and inequality. So the Crown Act, I'm talking the crown that they're sitting on, I need to get off their butts and release the crown, stands for creating a respectful and open world for natural hair. It is a legislative effort, you know, that's aimed at prohibiting discrimination based on hair texture and protective hairstyles commonly associated with race. You know, this is crucial because it addresses and seeks to eliminate longstanding form of racial discrimination, especially for black women, girls, and black men who have dreads and natural hairstyles that are often deemed as professional. And I even had actually one of my friend's daughters who was in a predominantly white school district recently was talked about because her hair, and she wanted to change her hair or process her hair. And so it's a very serious thing. And actually, and so it's HB 1394. So it did pass the state house a year ago, but the state Senate is still sitting on the crown and it needs to get through the governmental committee to be up for a vote. But it's been a year. And the National Urban League has led this effort, which started in 2023. And many other states have adopted, I think, 23 states and some neighboring states like Maryland, Virginia, and New York. And so it's time for PA to step up. And I believe the state, city of Pittsburgh and city of Philadelphia have created some initiative, but we need the state to stop sitting on the crown.
Well, you know, Carlos, I don't have to tell you, it's hard to get our lawmakers to do anything. They can't get a budget yet. That was supposed to be done on June 30th, so here we are 9 days, 10 days later. What do you suspect is the delay? Or do you think, or are you hearing that you'll have the support to get it through?
Well, the bill has been waiting for a vote, as I said a few minutes ago, for almost a year, primarily due to a lack of urgency among some members of the Senate. So advocacy and continued pressure are essential, you know, to push in a bill over to the finish line and into law. So we need the PA State Senate, again, to get up and release the crown. Also the budget, too. We want to release the budget, too.
Yeah, that's kind of important. And, you know, we're so split down the middle, and it's party split, too, on most everything. But they got to come to some resolution for the people. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Maybe we did talk to one state rep early this morning who thought maybe by the end of the week they'll get a budget done. But meanwhile, how can people get involved if they are passionate about the Crown Act, and how can they maybe help it along?
Yes, I said people are passionate about the Crown Act and ending discrimination in all forms. I say to ensure that it's implemented, they need to reach out to contact Senator Chris Dush. Again, Chris Dush, he's the chair of the state government committee to advocate for House Bill 1394's advancement. You also can join the Crown Act Coalition. You can go to our website, ulpgh.org, and hit the advocacy tab, and you'll see information to support the Crown Act. But this, again, is very important. You know, we want a state where everybody can feel comfortable and that people's hairstyles are protected, whether, you know, your Eurocentric hairstyle or Afro or whatever type of hairstyle. You know, we want to avoid discrimination based on Eurocentric standards. So it's very important. So, Senate, get off the crown, get off your butt, and release the crown. And we also get off your butt, and let's get together and get that vote, that budget passed, because that's so important as well. So, get to work.
Pennsylvania State Senate needs to stop sitting on the crown. And, Carlos, before you go, I want to dial back to the debate for a moment, because former President Trump said something that has, I've seen a lot of viral response to it from the black community in particular.
Did I brace myself?
No, this is about immigrants taking all the black jobs, and then I saw the kickback from people saying, well, what are black jobs? Who's taking black jobs? How did you respond to that?
Yeah, actually, I was going to talk about that. That blows my mind. I didn't know what a black job was. I said, since I work for the Urban League, maybe mine is a black job because I work for primarily African-American institution, but we do have people from different cultures here. But I think it's very degrading. You know, our former President Donald Trump, I think he needs some diversity training. I think when he even talks about black people, it seems awkward for him. The blacks, you know, like we're not human. You know, he objectifies us. And just like how he says it, because he is a convicted criminal now, that, like, black people relate to him. How degrading is that? I comment on in a paper on that. And so I think that's terrible. And so I think what he means by black jobs are jobs that are lower-paying jobs. You know, I don't know what a black job is, but I know what he's implying a black job is. But I don't believe that immigrants are taking, quote-unquote, black jobs. And he needs to quit talking like that. And, you know, he really – sometimes we have to do some hard work when it comes to advocacy. And so, excuse me, to, you know, just – diversity, inclusion, and so I think he needs to do some hard work, because I'm tired of these comments. You know, it's just not acceptable, and so he needs to, you know, be thoughtful about what he says, but have a change of heart, I think, is important. So I don't know what else I could say, but I don't like it. I found it very insulting and degrading, and so he has to do better. So maybe we'll send him to charm school.
Go to.
Some people have flunked out of charm school. So some people I sent flunked out of charm school. They had to go to summer remediation. So we're going to send him to charm school.
Go to ulpgh.org. Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
If you want to reach out to us, Instant Access is a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkaradio.com, and we get it right into our inboxes through our email. Well, with the heat and the stifling humidity, this brings up a subject, if you're in close quarters with others, about body odor. There is a woman who's found maybe a new way forward. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has that story.
It's a product flying off store shelves that many don't talk about.
Want to know a secret? More than just my armpit stink. That's why I use Secret whole body deodorant everywhere.
Secret is just one of the big brands now selling deodorant for the entire body. Dove, Old Spice, and others now jumping into a category created by a startup called Lumi.
For underboob, tummy folds, thigh folds, butt cracks, even feet. A little goes a long way.
Maybe you've seen the raw ads on TV or TikTok from their founder, Dr. Shannon Klingman, a gynecologist who invented the product in her kitchen.
Any place where we have skin touching skin, there's a potential for odor.
Dan Griffiths is Lumi's president. Sales grew to more than $300 million last year, and the company has now added a full body line geared to men. But the core customer is female.
We do have a pretty large following among women aged 35 to 55.
This full body boom echoes how underarm deodorant was popularized decades ago.
That's why I always use Stop It spray deodorant.
First, convincing women and later men that odor was an embarrassment.
But does this really work on men?
You're doggone right it does.
One of the best ways to, you know, make us do a thing or change our behavior is to create a social taboo about it.
Sarah Everts wrote the book on the history of sweat. She's not surprised full body products are popular, but questions whether they're necessary.
You might as well just wear perfume and try and complement your body odor.
Whether driven by ads or by real need, it's clear more bodies are using it.
Do you think there's more room to grow here?
We see lots of opportunity.
Inspiration from perspiration as more companies promise to stop the stink. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News.
Okay, there you go. So it's not just underarms anymore, Aaron. It's the full Monty of body odor materials. I don't know what's in them.
Times are changing.
And if it works. 855 at KDK. We ought to open up the lines. Hey, do you work with people that stink?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.